Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, and once again, you've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week, we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guests today hail from Michigan. Their music gives a nod to American traditional music while boldly taking their own songs where no songs have gone before. Their latest album is called Release Your Shrouds. Please welcome Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies. Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies on our stage for the first time at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. This is Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. Lindsay Rilko, along with Josh on the stage. Lindsay, why don't you take us around? Introduce us. Welcome, first of all.
Thank you so much.
And introduce us to the rest of your fine band.
Well, this is my husband, Joshua, here on the mandolin. Joshua Rilko, everybody.
Okay, Josh.
And this is Spencer Kane on the upright bass and Mark Lavengood on the dobro.
There we go. I say, it doesn't take much to prompt you to get going around the track after we open the gate. Light your fuse and off you go. What was the name of that first tune?
The name of that first tune is Pass Me the Whiskey.
Pass Me the Whiskey. And you're telling me, is that on your new album, Release Your Shrouds?
Yes.
That is one way to release shrouds, isn't it?
That is one way.
Your newest album, Release Your Shrouds, Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies. Find out more at lindsayloumusic.com. So tell us, is there a theme to your latest album here? It's got such a pretty picture on it.
the theme in this, I guess, isn't so much of a theme, but it's our band had been playing together consistently as a cohesive unit for a long time, that we really got a chance to sink in to our groove, and that really is throughout the album, that you can feel that, yeah, that we've sunk into our groove.
We can feel that in the first one there too. So we're going to hear original music off this album and others, or?
We have one album that we released prior to this called A Different Tune, and we're going to play you a song off of that as well.
Okay, what part of Michigan are you from?
We live in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Okay, great. We are glad to have you with us. Take us back to music. We'll just sit back and enjoy Lindsay, Lou, and the Flat Bellies.
All right, here's a tune called Querida Tierra, which means Dear Earth.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you so much. Well, we're going to do a song now that I wrote, not unlike many of the songs that I write, about this fine-looking mandolin player standing next to me. This is a tune I wrote the week after we got married. We were on a honeymoon with the band in Colorado, and I got a minute to myself, and I wrote this one down while driving between Denver and Lyons and watching the mountains light up. It was a really awesome experience. Mark's going to kick this one off for us.
I said I want a chugga two, a chugga three. My dear, I'm tied down to you like rubber to glue. Yes, sir, I do, and I will love you still. No matter come what may, I will love you every day. And I will stay tied down to you. Oh, let us be like two old trees whistling in the wind. And when our leaves do fall, let us learn to love. Ground grows so entwined, that funny little saw will be a sweet reminder that I'm tied down to you, the rubber to glue. Yes, sir, I do, and I will love you still. No matter come what may, I will love you every day.
Trips out to Colorado since we started touring full time, and our third trip happened this last summer, and Mark won first place in the dobro competition at the Rocky Grass Bluegrass Festival in Lyons, Colorado this last summer. And he had just freshly written this song when he played it for the competition. It's a song called Roll On Rako Roll.
Thank you. singer-songwriter Ben Schmidt joining us live in studio.
I'm Karen Impola, and we've got live music from The Ponds.
Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio.
Adding Iowa's talent to a world of music. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
Welcome back to Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. We have the great pleasure of having friends from Michigan for the first time on our stage. Their latest album is titled Release Your Shrouds, and find out more at lindsaylumusic.com. That an instrumental, beautiful, featuring Mark Lavengood on the dobro, Josh Rilko on the mandolin, Spencer Kane on the bass, and Lindsay Rilko on the guitar. That's wonderful. Tell me, Lindsay, as the primary songwriter for this group, your approach to songwriting. Where do the ideas come from? We heard the sunset, or that was it the sunrise on the Rockies that inspired the one before that?
Well, that's what brought it out at that point in time, but it was inspired by the marriage.
He looks like a mild-mannered man to be doing that. That's,
He's pretty mild-mannered. But inspiring nonetheless.
There you go. Plays a mean mandolin, though.
Plays a mean mandolin, indeed.
For sure. Tell me about your music, your vocal music, because what stands out about this band, and I walked to the back of the room here and heard the comment, what harmonies. What harmonies. Your voices go together so well. Did that take a while to develop, or did you all just jump into that naturally?
Well, Josh and I grew up singing. We both came from musical families, and we sang with our parents, with our, you know, families and friends. So we had a lot of experience singing harmonies already. So when we met each other, it was pretty...
harmonic?
Yes, it was harmonious.
Yeah, harmonious. Definitely. That was our
looking. And Mark hasn't been singing too long, but he has really gotten into it really well, and we've had a great time working up harmonies and getting three-part harmonies to ring, you know,
yes,
like they should.
That's
feels
fun.
Good.
That is fun. Feels good to us out here, too. Take us back to music, Lindsay Lou and the Flat Bellies. What do you got next for us?
Well, this song does feature a little bit of that three-part harmony. It's a song. It's the first song on the new album. It's called Hats Off.
My hat's off to you, my dear old friend. I'll feature you in this song. You've been telling me the world's gonna end. Them rainy days, counting your wrongs, ringing a bell to rain. Preaching now, it won't be long. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. The trees in infinite ways, with glass hands just like me. Surprising, never surmise, but if they get a fluid, the
Thanks, everybody. This next tune that we're going to sing you is the song from which we took the title of the album, Release Your Shrouds. The name of the song is Leaves and Pods, and it is a song about the springtime, which I imagine here in Iowa you get as glorious of a springtime as we do in southern Michigan. After the winter, you've gone through the winter, springtime is just so, it's such an intense time. And to live your life experiencing that every year, I think really has an impact. So this is my song for the springtime.
Leaves and pods, they kindly nod to greet the rain clouds, lost and now found. Release your shrouds of foam and bid the cold farewell for now, but not goodbye. feel the flowers fall, feeling tall. So who am I to take it all? A gambling fool for feeling nothing could be done. I'll take the money and I'll run. Mercy.
Hard head and there I am.
I took the money and I ran. And mercy, mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord, for your sinners and can
cell. It holds me here from what I can tell, lest the letters lie like mad off day.
In the jail is where I live. Mercy, mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord, for your sinners and can
last tune was about a bank robber, but most of my songs, as I said before, are love songs, and this next tune is one of those. It's of that ilk, and I like to say it explores the nuances of being in love, because as many of you I'm sure know, there are many. It's not a clear-cut thing here, this love thing. This is a tune called Lemon Squeezy.
I don't know how. You're the apple under this here brow. You are the reason when my whistle sounds. You're the problem and you're the way out. You're right here with me and 10 miles out. And if you think it's easy, lemon squeezy, you don't hear me. I'm on fire for you, my dear, but don't you dare cool me down. I'm in deep water now.
Drink me up, my dear, drink me down.
yes, oh please dear, tell me no. Tell me something before I explode. I don't want none of that apple pie, just a drop of your almond oil smile. And if you think it's easy, lemon squeezy, you don't hear me. I'm on fire for you, my dear, but don't you dare put me out. I like to feel it burn. This is the only way to learn. But I don't know how. I'm calling you, my dear. I'm calling you, baby, but I don't know how.
Thanks, everybody.
I'm Bob Doerr, driving the Blues Bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Simmet. Time now for our live set from the Iowa Band.
Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
Happy you're here with us, Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies. LindsayLouMusic.com. Find out about their new album, Release Your Shrouds. Couple things missing from this broadcast before we wind up. Whenever I have a husband and wife duo on in a band, I need a How I Met story through music. You have your choice between that or just a good old-fashioned road story that, you know, people find peculiar things as musicians on the road. You can take your pick.
Well, I'll go for option B.
Okay.
This time. You can probably read about how Josh and I met on our website. But you cannot read this. This is something that happened a couple weeks ago. We're a touring band, you know, so we're always away from home. And we're exploring. We're exploring new things constantly, new places. And we're taken in by a lot of friends or just people who... Strangers, yeah, people who open up their houses to us when we play these venues in towns we've never been to. And an instance happened a couple weeks back. We were in Traverse City, Northern Michigan, at a friend's house, and all of these boys up here are hot sauce fanatics. So they get into some hot sauce collections whenever they're available. And Mark saw this particular hot sauce that said Ghost on it, and another one of our friends was there. He said, "Isn't that the hottest pepper in the world?" And Mark, obliviously, not unusually, just soaks his entire piece of pizza with this hot sauce. I mean, soaks it. And it's the hottest pepper known to man. And he goes into the living room and takes a bite out of it and proceeds to not be able to communicate with anybody for about an hour.
I was in a food comatose for a hot second, for sure.
It slowly faded.
Yeah.
Did you employ any things? You know, sometimes people think ice helps.
Oh, yeah.
Or dairy. Dairy.
I drank a little bit of milk, but, you know, I'm a firm believer in you just got to let things run their course, you know. Just sit there with the burning sensation, you know, eyes flaming red. You just say, I kicked out for about 5 minutes, guys.
Five minutes.
That is a nice road story. Oh, thank you very much. We've got time for a few more tunes. Lindsay, what do you got next for us?
Well, we're going to do a song that I wrote now that was inspired by something that was happening in Lansing, which is the state capital of Michigan. Josh and I and Spencer, too, we lived in Lansing for quite some time. And there were some teachers who were trying to have their voices heard down at the Capitol a couple summers ago. And I wrote this tune for them. It's called The Power. Shades of your hollow home, fill it with choices, bring out your voices. Leave a night from trace, but don't hesitate, don't throw out the baby, you know what I mean. We are the power, the people, the people. We have rights we will not release. With our fists held high, no retreat. Are our own masterpiece. Take back the town. We are the power, the people, the peace. We have rights we will not release. Don't accept what you money mongers wage. Oh, shame, 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 shame,
not really, but we
We all won, and we all ride, we belong.
Do a song that Joshua and I wrote together. It's called My Side of the Mountain.
All hands on deck. All hands on neck.
Every day there hangs a cloud over my side of the mountain. The other side is sunny all the time. If I could find the strength, I would climb over the mountain and let the sunshine ease my worried mind. I'm tired of always working and never getting paid. I've worked my fingers to the bone, and I'll work them to the grave. There's no dollar sign on ethics, Big Brother told me so. But if you sell your soul to Satan, you'll be rolling in the dough. Every day there hangs a cloud over my side of the mountain. The other side is sunny all the time. Could find the strength, I would climb over the mountain and let the sunshine ease my worried mind. Felt the fire beneath me, I've even tried to climb. I gain a little ground and I'll fall back in line. I'm tired of muddy water and sitting in the shade. I've sown a thousand seeds and they always wilt and fade. Every day there hangs a cloud over my side of the mountain. The other side is sunny all the time. If I could find the strength, I would climb over the mountain and let the sunshine ease my worried mind. Every day there hangs a cloud over my side of the mountain. The other side is sunny all the time. If I could find the strength, I would climb over the mountain and let the sunshine ease my worried mind. And let the sunshine ease my worried mind.
Winding up our hour with Lindsay Lou and the Flat Bellies. Release Your Shrouds, their latest album. Check it out at lindsayloumusic.com. And I want to thank our on-site sound engineer, Jim Davies. Phil Moss is our technical producer. Kendall McCabe, our assistant producer. This is Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. We've been brewing up performances by homegrown and nationally known artists since 2001. And they are recorded most Friday afternoons of the year at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. Do check out our website. Find out about the broadcasts and the events by going to iowapublicradio.org. Lindsay Lou. I want to call you Lindsay Lou. You're actually Lindsay Rilko. Where did the Lou come from and the flat bellies?
Well, the Lou, I think most people whose name is Lindsay will have been called Lindsay Lou
at some point. It just happens because it sounds so good.
Yeah, my family, my friends, all of my closest friends and family members call me Lindsay Lou, or some of my friends just call me Lou.
Okay.
So I decided to go with that. And the flat bellies got their name because they're young people who play bluegrass, and it's picking up, but they started playing several years ago and going to bluegrass festivals, they would be the only people there under the age of, 60. So it's a...
But not so anymore, you think? Has it really picked up when you go back to those?
Yeah, I think that there really is a... there's certain bluegrass festivals that are very particular about the bluegrass. It has to be a very particular kind of bluegrass. And those are still, not very many young people go to those. But there are a lot of young people now, I think, coming up everywhere. Like, we're seeing them all over the country playing awesome music that's bluegrass derived. So it's cool. It's cool to see.
Well, we are loving your brand of bluegrass, your original music.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Do come back again. We wish you well in your travels.
Thanks.
Safe and successful travels. Thanks. What are you going to take us out with?
Well, we'll do a song that Spencer and I worked up together called Wonderful You Are, that I wrote for all the little ones who are always boogieing at our shows.
Oh, 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 how wonderful you are. Need we never look too far? You're always dancing and swinging away. Oh, why can't we always be this way? The day you first come around, the howl loses its sound, but only for a moment's time, while you give meaning to every rhyme. And then you are the night and day, and you create the sound and sway of each blessing as they come. See, you're an image of the sun.
With one quick bluegrass song. This is a traditional bluegrass song called Little Maggie. And this is one of those numbers that you will hear at a bluegrass festival. One of the most beautiful things about this kind of music is there are a lot of songs like this that everybody in the community, in the bluegrass community, knows. And you can get together with people you've never met before and play tunes with them. And this is one of them.
Over yonder sitting little Maggie with a scram glass in her hand. She's drinking away her troubles and a courting another man. Hey. sitting on the banks of the sea with 44 on her and banjo on her knee. Pretty flowers were made for bloom, pretty stars are made to shine.